Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. I'd like to carry more parts at my shop, but I just don't have the room. Every time I go in the back to get wiper blades, I trip over a dusty crate of Honda air filters, then bang my head on some GTO radiator hoses. eBay Motors never has that problem. They stock all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, with everything from new headlights to vintage gear shifters. I can't imagine being able to stock 122 million parts. I mean, where would I get all those shelves? eBay Motors. Let's ride. Ray Magliozzi here. I'd like to carry more parts, but I barely have room to think in my garage. Luckily, eBay Motors has all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them. Can't imagine stocking that many parts. Where would I get all those shelves? eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on, Chris Dotson. Chris is the host of the Protect the Nest podcast. The podcast covers the New Orleans Pelicans as well as other NBA teams. He is also a New Orleans Pelicans beat writer for SI.com. We discuss the latest happenings with the New Orleans Pelicans, including C.J. McCollum, Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson, the future of the NBA in New Orleans, and so much more. Chris is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. I don't know about you, but my car could use a few upgrades. I mean, the 8-inch tear in the driver's seat does have sentimental value since my butt has molded to fit it, but I'm ready to move on. My solution? eBay Motors. They've got all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, from seat covers to whole new seats. When I get that new seat, I think I'll put the old one in the living room, right next to the minivan seats, or as we call it, the sectional. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. Have you ever cooked a really fine gourmet meal? Yeah, me neither. But I'm told it all comes down to the ingredients. And when I need ingredients to improve my car, the place I go is eBay Motors. Whether you roasted your last transmission, graded your current floor mats, or pureed your side view mirror on a lamppost, eBay Motors has the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them. And by the way, if you recently fired up your grill, don't worry, eBay Motors has grills too. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Zenni's Blocks lenses help to protect the eyes by keeping harmful blue light out. Because they're virtually clear, add blocks to any Zenni frame for stylish, all-day protection. Get a complete pair of prescription or non-prescription blocks glasses starting at just $24. Protect your eyes now at Zenni.com.
Ray Magliozzi here. The tear in my driver's seat does have sentimental value since my butt's molded to fit it. But I'm ready for a new one from eBay Motors with all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them. Till then, I'll just scooch. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
And McCollum,
CEO, so get the roll.
Ball movement from side to side.
CJ coming off the handoff. Mid-range on a reach. Gets it. Shoulder into him. Frustration. D3. Got it. CJ. Isolation for Jonas. A little follow-up. Good luck.
It's simple. Simplify the playbook sometimes.
On the dribble handoff. Back to Jonas. Good play.
Right. Those are the ones that they didn't finish in the first half.
Right. Three ball. He's got Bamba in a switch. Mid-range.
See,
Jonas.
Now Jonas is a lot more aggressive.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That audio is courtesy of Fox Sports New Orleans. That's Joel Myers and then Antonio Daniels on the call as the New Orleans Pelicans were in action against the Orlando Magic on March 9th of 2022. C.J. McCollum and Jonas Valanciunas handling their business in the game to talk more about the current happenings with the Pels. Also talk about C.J. McCollum, Brandon Ingram, a player, I think they calls himself Zion Williamson, of course some other things happening with the organization. We want to welcome him back to the program. He is the host of the Unfiltered Dunks podcast, which is dedicated to all things related to the New Orleans Pelicans and also a Pelicans beat writer for SI.com, Chris Dodson. Chris, welcome back to the program, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So I want to get right to it, Chris. The trade deadline. The Pelicans made a move with the Portland Trail Blazers. The Pelicans dealt Josh Hart. Out goes Josh Hart. In comes C.J. McCollum making his way to New Orleans. What were your thoughts when you heard the trade that Josh was leaving and C.J. was coming to the NOLA?
Well, I love the trade. I love bringing C.J. in. He's just a star that Louisiana and New Orleans has not been able to bring in free agency. It hurts to see Josh Hart going out, but that's more of a personal thing. Like, I'm going to give shout out to Josh and Matt Hillman over at the Lighthearted Podcast. Every chance I get, they did so much for my career just by giving me a shout out on the Lonzo Ball podcast. And as soon as he did that and held his thing at the Republic, my grandma would give Josh Hart 6 points worth of credit for a layup. You know what I'm saying? So it hurt in my heart to see Josh leave, but in my head, I knew it was the right move. And you got to say it's paid off. Anybody who was second guessing that trade or maybe wanted De'Aaron Fox or somebody else, they got to go delete them receipts off Twitter because it's just been a home run by David Griffin bringing in C.J. McCollum.
Indeed, it has been a home run, Chris. I mean, they hit the jackpot. C.J. played his first game with the Pelicans on February the 10th, and since that period of time, they've been able to win 5 games. I want to ask you, what have been, in your opinion, the big gains that you've seen from C.J. since he's become a member of the Pelicans?
I mean, he's had big games every night. We now have a 10, 11-game sample size. Looking at CJ's big games, the big takeaway is the fact that he come in and immediately took ownership, and you've seen that on and off the court. I mean, he called out Zion Williamson, but he was honest. He said, Zion ain't reached out to me. I ain't heard from him. And that kind of cascaded into what we have now where Zion's rejoining the team, CJ's leading the team on the court. And he come in, he wasn't asking permission. He would ask forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if anybody has heard that one. It's better to ask, you know, forgiveness and permission. CJ went out and said, this is going to be part of my team. He wasn't going to go out and, like, ease his way into this. Him, Willie Green, and Brandon Ingram got together for that couple bottles of wine on that road trip. They let everything out, and they said, CJ, like, you probably the best player. Ingram is up and coming, but CJ, you 30. You in your prime. You shouldn't have to be asking or sitting to the side and waiting to let somebody else do something. And you've seen that from CJ and Ingram in the first couple of games. It was your turn, my turn. And we've seen that from LeBron and Dwayne and all those other big teams. And when they put them together, it takes them a while to get meshed together. And I think the biggest thing for their leadership standpoint is CJ come in and said, I know why I was brought in. I know what my role is. I'm looking at the roster. I see where my talent level is compared to them. It's up to me to take ownership not only of this team and of this season, but also of his career. People, I think, overlook that CJ is getting a fresh start out of Dame's shadow. New Orleans, yeah, they're the smallest market team, but they get way more attention than Portland just because they got Ingram, Zion Williamson, and all this other stuff going on. So I think if you look at it from a leadership standpoint, CJ McCollum's done more for himself than he's done for the team because he's really upped his reputation around the league coming into this situation, a 10th seed, and really helping them tread water when they're missing Ingram and Zion. But he's really taken into account that this is going to define his career going forward, and seeing how he's approaching that, it does nothing but inspire confidence in me that CJ's going to sign a couple more years. He's going to do an extension, that's what I'm hearing, maybe just a year or two so that the both teams and CJ's got leverage. But he wants this to be the second half of his career. He's coming out of intermission of that first play in Portland, and he really wants to show that he's a leader. He's an all-star. He's a top 20 player, and he's taken that into his own hands. And hey, I'm not going to hate him for it. I hope he keeps doing it.
You mentioned somebody else, and I mentioned him in his name in the beginning of the program, Jonas Valanciunas. Of course, Jonas was brought in from a trade in the trade from Memphis that took place in the NBA draft this past summer. Of course, Steven Adams was someone that was highly respected with New Orleans, of course, traded to Memphis. So out goes Adams, in comes Valanciunas. Give me your thoughts on what came to your mind when you found out that Jonas was going to be coming to New Orleans.
It's a better fit for both of them. Steven Adams is better working with Ja Morant, you know, a pick and roll, getting downhill. Jonas Valanciunas is more, you know, he wants to do a little pick and pop. He's got a little bit more to his offensive game, maybe not as much to his defensive game, and definitely rebounding. I mean, Steven Adams manhandled him on the offensive boards the other night. And Jonas looks to me like the great pickup for a team that wants to get into the playoffs, but I'm not sure what we're going to see from him once we get into the playoffs. I think it was Draymond or Barkley said there's two types of players, you know, an 82-game player and a 16-game player for the playoffs. If we get to the first or second round, by the time you get to the second round, teams are going to start picking on Jonas. I think we can see that. In defense, rebounding, they're going to just flood his side of the court. He is a great pickup for what this Pelicans team is and was. I'm not sure if he's going to be what this team needs in a year or two once you get Zion back, another draft pick. And, you know, they do a couple more things in the offseason, switch it up. You could probably spend a little less on the center position if you know Zion's coming back. You got Snell, you got Larry Nance. So, Jonas, I love the trade when it happened. I love him now. I'm not sure I'll love him in the playoffs this year or next year.
Yeah, definitely going to be something we keep our eyes on. But I know definitely you mentioned that he brings more of an offensive presence. I noticed that since he's arrived in New Orleans, and God bless Steven Adams. Of course, Steven, solid rim protector, defense, doing the defense and the rebounding. But I want to talk about Brandon Ingram for a moment. We know about the injury. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But when I think of the top players in the NBA currently under the age of 25, you have Jason Tatum, Ja Morant, Luka Doncic. You've got also you could put Anthony Edwards in the mix as well, Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. But Brandon Ingram's name is not mentioned, and I put Brandon's name in that list. Where do you think Brandon fits into the mold in terms of the top players in the league under the age of 25?
I think he's probably one of the most disrespected players, regardless of age, but definitely under age of 25. I think the Ringer just put out their top 25, top 30 players of the season, and it's been a running thing they do every few weeks, every few months. And Ingram's still not in the top 30. I think that's just a travesty, and it proves that they don't watch basketball the way they say they do. Because if you watch Brandon Ingram when he's really on, he's always on. Go back to Jonas. Jonas might hit 6 out of 7 threes one game. He's going to miss for the next week. Ingram is steady every single night. He's that slim reaper. He's even-keeled. always got his balance about him. You never seem too hyped up or frustrated or aggravated. You never really even seem celebrating too much because he knows there's another play coming. And that's what you get from him. I think that consistency is overlooked as far as his, what's in his bag and the skill set. But as far as just being an overall talent, that's 25, I think he's 24. He's just getting overlooked for all the wrong reasons. I could see if they were overlooking him because somebody was going crazy. Yeah, you got Ja Morant doing what Ja Morant wants to do. But there's not five other guys doing what Ingram's doing as far as carrying a team to the playoffs. That's just not happening.
I want to stay with Ingram for a moment. So now with the addition of McCollum, you know, in New Orleans, Chris, the Crescent City connection is the bridge that connects the East Bank and the West Bank sections of the city. It seems like Ingram and McCollum have a unique connection. Is there any nickname for these two as of yet?
I hadn't seen a nickname. I'm still playing with a couple. I think we're going to get, you know, hopefully we get something that's creative. I think we might even leave that to Larry Nance Jr. because his memes on Twitter been crazy. So that might have to come from within the team. I know if you look at B.I., he didn't really like the Slim Reaper nickname. C.J. McCollum, we've all just been saying his full name, Christian James McCollum, because he's just that special, and you know, he deserves that respect. But when you get Zion, C.J., and B.I. back, I think we'll start getting a nickname that's more fitting. But, no, I haven't heard of a nickname for the connection. You got anything you want to throw out there? What you working with?
I don't know. I was throwing Ingram and McCollum. I was going to call him the Crescent City Connection, but since you mentioned with Zion, whenever he comes back, they may have to change it. And then I don't know what they would have with the trio. I don't know what you would call them.
Instead of the Big Easy, you got the Big Threezy. You know what I'm saying? That's where we're going
with.
Hey,
that's a nice one.
That's where we're going with that one. And looking at how Ingram, not to branch out for you, but looking at C.J., Ingram, and Zion's heat maps on how they like to do their work and their best spots, go find all three of those heat maps, listeners. Lay them down over each other and look and see that there's not much overlap. These guys are going to space the floor just for them three. So Giannis can still stick around with Zion. But those the big threesy, I'm going to have to go ahead and just – I'm going to stick with it. Big threesy, when they get together, they're all going to be occupying different parts of the court, and they go connect this to a lot of wins.
I like that name. I want to stick with Brandon for a moment. What's the latest on the hamstring soreness that he has, and how long is he going to be out?
Looking 7 to 10 days, he probably won't play any home games for this home stretch. They got three more left going through next Wednesday. He got out of Denver and was tight, got to Memphis and just wasn't feeling right, and that's when he had the MRI. And when the MRI come back, they seen a little bit more than they would like to see, and they said, look, instead of waiting this and making it a day-to-day thing, let's just shut you down for a week. We have a decent schedule. We got some other people coming back. All the other teams in the play-in playoffs are losing as well. So it's not like you're losing ground too much. And you would rather have Ingram be right for the last 2 weeks than him fight through the next 2 weeks, if that makes sense to some folks. Because once you get in the playoff play-in, you're really wanting Ingram to be 100%. You might have Zion back. So sitting him for this week, when you got to play Houston and one other – yeah, we play the Suns, that might be a loss, but that's always – a scheduled loss. If you can get through this little stretch and get Ingram back healthy instead of having him hamstrung, not to make a pun, through the rest of the season, you've got a lot better Brandon Ingram. You've got a lot better chance of winning that playoff play-in game, and you've got a lot better chance of showing what this team could be in a first-round matchup. Yeah, they probably won't win a series, but they can win a game or two if they have a healthy Brandon Ingram.
All right, I want to move along now to a person that's been pretty consistent as of late for the Pels, and that's Herb Jones. Just give me your thoughts on Herb and how he's played this year.
He's been above and beyond all expectations. I think he might be the greatest second-round pick in the history of the franchise, maybe even a top-five second-round pick in the history of the sport. He's been that good. If you look at his just offensive numbers, some nights he's not really getting that pop that some of the, you know, top picks like a Cade Cunningham might get. But he's taken away points from the other team in a way no other rookie can do. If he is not on a defensive rookie team or an all-NBA defensive team, they might as well start some riots. They got to call, you know, the Pelicans have to start calling and lobbying the Adam Silver and the rest of the headquarters, because that would just be a robbery. Yeah, Ingram, it was understandable that he didn't make the All-Star game. It would not be feasible to say that Herb Jones is not one of the best defenders in the league and not one of the top 10 rookies in the league. That's just how he's played. He plays with a heart that represents the city and has really gotten a lot of people on his side. And the more he gets people behind him, the more he plays, the more he's picking up his role, the more Willie Green's putting on his plate, and he's excelling with more on his plate, and that's just something you got to love to see.
Speaking of somebody that's been dealing with a lot on his plate and has been having a good year so far, and that's Devontae Graham. Of course, Devontae was brought to New Orleans, of course, with the trade on a draft night this past summer coming over from Charlotte. Give me your thoughts on Devontae and his play.
His play's got a lot better since he moved to the bench once that C.J. McCollum come in the trade. That was more Devontae Graham supposed to be his role. But now I think with B.I. out, you have to put Graham back in the starting lineup. C.J. needs help. There's no other real scorers in that starting lineup. Yeah, you could say Giannis, but if you're running post-ups for Giannis, you're really getting out of your offense, and that doesn't really help the team any from a developmental standpoint or from just winning game standpoint. So Tate, I mean, he's been worth the money. He's won us some games. He's hit some big shots going back to Oklahoma City that, you know, that he is going to be on one of the highlight reels for this whole team for the whole season. But he's given us his money's worth. He's not going well above and beyond, but he hasn't underwhelmed in any way. It's just been the role. If we get him in the right role, I think he could stick around New Orleans for a few more years, not just see out the rest of the season and the way I've heard a few other people talk about him. He really fits with what this team's doing. He just got to be in the right role. And that's true for everybody. When Ingram goes down, everybody's got to step up a little bit. Devontae stepped up more than some, and you've got to give him credit for that.
You mentioned his name at the beginning of this interview, Willie Green. And I think Willie has done a great job with the Pelicans in his first year as the head coach of the team, of course, dealing with the Zion situation, which we'll get to in a little bit, and, of course, having a talented Brandon Ingram, of course, C.J. McCollum coming over in the trade deadline. But just give me your thoughts on Coach Green and how well he's coached in his first year.
Oh, man, I just got done doing the thing, looking at the coaching staff for the Pelicans all the way down to the Birmingham squadron. And I can tell you, Willie Green, every coach, you got to have love, you got to have faith, you got to have trust, and that's a two-way street between all the players. But you have to have their attention, whether they fear you or love you, however you want to be a general in that war, you have to have their attention. Willie Green, to a man, has the attention of the bench players all the way down to Birmingham. His philosophy, his structure, the way he wants to play the game is being implemented all the way down to those guys, and he has their attention. You see guys coming up like Jose Alvarado who are already, as soon as they come in, they know what Willie Green wants. They know how he's going to play. Willie Green's communication to the players has been phenomenal, just exceptional. You look at Trey Murphy when he goes down and comes back up. He's doing the same things, and that to me is attributed to Willie Green saying, this is going to be our structure, this is our philosophy, this is how we're going to play, these are our principles, and if this is your role, we want you to excel in that role, we want you to practice that role. Even if you're a Pelicans first-round draft pick going to Birmingham, you're not going down there to just ball out because you're the best player. You're going down there to learn and develop. And when you get back, Willie Green's going to ask you what happened. He's going to ask you what you found out. He's going to ask you to apply that. And we've seen that in the Orlando game. He gave Trey Murphy some run. That got a lot of Trey Murphy's trust back. It showed that he really had love for the player and what he's trying to get through for the season. And it showed Trey was actually still developing under what Willie Green was putting in place. And you cannot discount that we have not had a coach in New Orleans basketball that really had a system like that. You know, the young vets from Dale Demps and Monty Williams, they just played. They didn't really have an identity. This Willie Green team, we're only 50, 60 games in. They have an identity. They're resilient. They don't foul down. They haven't quit in games. They started blowing people out by 30, and that is all a testament to Willie Green and how much he's invested into this team and these players and how much he's showing them love and trust.
Yeah, definitely, and it's good to see Coach Green doing an incredible job, what he's doing in New Orleans as the Pels have a chance to be in the play-in tournament. And we talked about Brandon Ingram and being one of those superstars under the age of 25. Zion Williamson, we have yet to see him play a full NBA season. There's been so much that happened during the offseason and even things coming into this season where there have been reports of family members saying that he's not happy being in New Orleans, and then the weight issues continue, and then two setbacks with the foot, but now it's some progress is starting to be made. This is a two-part question, Chris. First question is, what's the status with Zion and his foot, and what's the timetable for him to return, and what does his future in New Orleans?
I'll reverse it to the answer. His future in New Orleans is going to be here at least a couple more years. I don't think he's traded this year. He'll have forced himself out with a fifth-year option or a qualifying offer-type leverage play, but that year's down the road. Getting to his foot timeline, best-case scenario. The best-case scenario is he gets 10 games this year, and that would be being two games against the Lakers and then the Lakers playing game, so technically three. But he's pushing. I've heard from several people very close to him, not him exactly, but very close, saying he's pushing. He's actually feeling like he's ahead of schedule as far as the rehab process goes. He feels like even though the first week, the 4th through the 9th, he was meeting with team doctors. I've got that timeline down to date. He's still in New Orleans. He should be on the bench, but they're hoping – you know, that first week they weren't even going to do anything but weight-bearing activities, a few basketball drills, get him in the pool. But he's already trying to jump up to one-on-none, one versus a chair, 2v2. If he can do that every couple weeks, you're getting him to team drills, five-on-five, full-court runs at practice by the end of, you know, March. He could get 10 games. The worst-case, best-case scenario is he just comes back for that second Lakers game, and you get 6 games to work him back into the rotation. I think if you get past that and it's only 1 or 2, 3 games, the Pelicans won't play him. They won't rush it. There's no reason to risk him. But if he could get 10 games in, you get a good sample size, a good data set for how he works with his team. He can work him way back into the rotations. He can build up his minutes and his health and his cardio, and you still get this team with a little bit of chemistry going into that playing game. Anything after that, once you get to the last couple weeks, I'm not sure once the calendar flips to April, we should be looking for Zion again. But if he gets out there and gets on 4-on-4, 5-on-5, and you see him doing some shoot-around drills before the next couple games or even next week when he goes on the road with the team, that's going to be a sign to me that says he's pushing to get back and the team is letting him push that envelope and they're willing to see where he can go with it. To me, that's the only way you keep this relationship going. And back to your second question, how long is he in New Orleans? It all depends on that relationship. If he wants to play and the Pelicans tell him no, even though he's ready, that's a bad sign. So I don't think they can take that route. If Zion's not ready, sure, they have to look after their investment and explain it. They're all on the same page, and he wants to play, and he can be on the court. You let him get on that court.
Yeah, definitely, if he's healthy. And you, like you said before, you let him get on the court. And plus with B.I. coming back and then C.J. in the mix, oh, man, that would be – it would definitely be something interesting, a huge turn of events for New Orleans. I want to stay with Zion just for a moment. His weight has been an issue really since he's been in high school, and especially since he was at Duke. A lot of people, I mean, I don't like to get too involved in this type of debate right here, but some people have said that, you know, the New Orleans cuisine is starting to get to him. Do you think the New Orleans cuisine has impacted his weight, or do you think it was the issues that he had before he arrived in the city that attributed to his issues with his weight?
Oh, man, I'm about to have to gatekeep a little bit for New Orleans. I want y'all to know our food is good. Yeah, some of it's fattening, but we cook a lot of stuff clean, and you know this. There's a lot of stuff out here that's just good, solid, wholesome food. And to that point, Zion wasn't eating New Orleans cuisine in high school and college. He wasn't getting, you know, Papado's delivered up to Duke. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have Cafe Du Monde up there. And so I don't really give that argument any leeway, because he you could say his weight's been an issue since high school, but he was still a growing boy then. That's maturity, that's puberty, that's getting into college. I don't think the weight become an issue until he started getting hurt in the pros and people really wanted to start nitpicking at it. They didn't have time to nitpick in Duke because he blew out a shoe with Obama in the stands, sat out a couple of days, but then really – Even though his parents wanted him to kind of sit out and just take the money as a pick, in that book that just came out, Zion was pushing. He wanted to get back on the court. So people didn't have time to attack him. Now they're having time to attack him, and really they're running out of ideas. That's why you see these floats at Mardi Gras. You see people talking about, oh, the cuisine's bad. Hey, look, I eat New Orleans food every day. I still can't get above 170, and I'm trying. You know what I'm saying? So That's just something you got to – that depends on the person and genetics, and you don't want to get into somebody like that because you never know what might be attributing to that. It could be physical genetics, could be mental health, just him being down and not being on the court, you know, after being on the court his whole life, having something you love taken away from you. Yeah, I might eat a few more bags of Doritos. Not saying he's doing that, but the Mountain Dew commercial didn't help either. I've seen Zion around in the pictures. I've seen him around town. I don't know if he's the 24 pounds lighter than Bill Simmons said, but he's under 300. I don't know. I think he's under 285. but I'm not one of those carnival guys that can get your weight within 3 pounds. But he is, to me, he's close to being in game shape. He can get on the court. He might not be his peak fitness, but that takes everybody in the NBA 20, 30 games to get to, including Luka, who is somebody else who dealt with overweight issues coming into the season. But because he's on the court, people haven't nitpicked him about it. When Zion gets back on the court, if he's dropping 20 and 10 every night, he can eat up po' boy during halftime. We're not going to care.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I'm with you, Chris, I think they are nitpicking, trying to find every excuse in the book, because I know Mike Krzyzewski, when he was at Duke, they would say that he was worried about Zion at one time, because they said when he was at Duke that he could eat a large pizza and drink a 2-liter soda in one setting by himself. So I think this was probably happening. I think this was happening before all this happened. And like you said, there could be other things that be attributing to that. But thank you for your for answering about the Zion Williams mystery that continues. And hopefully we'll see him in the, at least for the next couple of years in New Orleans. And I want to ask you now about, as far as the Pelicans and the NBA, I know Gail Benson, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, she recently put out a statement in regards to an estate where she's going to pass down the ownership of the team. Can you elaborate more on that, and how does that affect the Pelicans going forward?
The Pelicans will be in New Orleans. Yeah, you're talking about her succession plan. It's been out for months now. A few more details coming about it. Look at it. Let's go. I mean, that's Kendrick Perkins. They all talking about sending him to Seattle. That'll never happen because this team, one, is flush with cash. Two, has state support. They have the lease can be extended to 2029, and they're already looking for sites for a new facility. And once you look at all the economics and financials, you see this team's perfectly fine where they're at. Then you look at Benson and her succession plan. Benson always wanted a team in New Orleans. She was even the person that helped do the rebrand. That wasn't Tom. That was Gail that picked the colors and the Pelicans. She was leading that. People don't remember that, but that's what she was doing. Then you get to the people who will be, you know, administering her succession plan when she eventually passes. Hopefully that's decades down the road. We all hope we got as much time on this earth as we can, but we know what's coming. She knows what's coming. She knows the stories and the rumors and the smoke around some of the uninformed opinions. Look at the two people running her succession plan. You got Dennis Lauschka, you got Greg Bensel. Both of those guys are New Orleans, Louisiana guys. It's not like she hired some outside firm to look into a feasibility plan. No. She put in her succession plan the two people that will be running it will be Louisiana people that have Louisiana connections and want to keep the team in Louisiana. Even if something happens to Dennis or Greg, the other one's going to step in, and the people behind them are all Louisiana people. They're all New Orleans people. Until something like that, I would have to see something drastic change to believe that the New Orleans Pelicans won't be here in 30 years.
Yeah, I'm glad that – thank you for clearing that up with the succession plan. I was happy to hear that NBA basketball will remain in New Orleans for many, many, many decades to come. We know for the last decade or two that the city of Seattle would love to have NBA basketball back in that city, but I'm glad that you put clarification on that the Pelicans will remain, or NBA basketball will remain in New Orleans for a very long time. I want to get into the front office just for a moment. General manager Trajan Langdon has done a great job in putting this roster together. And also, I want to talk not just about Trajan, but also want to talk about in the front office and Swin Cash. How important have they been for this season in terms of not just with getting the Valanciunas trade, the McCollum trade, and, of course, handling with the Brandon Ingram situation as he got his extension a couple of years ago?
Right, I think the dynamics of our front office get kind of construed a little bit. Trajan is more of your scouting. He's going to be drafting, scouting, looking at European players, trying to bring in some of these 10-day contracts, that sort of thing. Your big trades, like for CJ, that goes all the way to the top to David Griffin. And then you get to Swin Cash. She's more of, you know, looking at player development, personnel development, looking at some other stuff on how to really ingrain this franchise in the community. You see her doing a lot of more outreach on Twitter. She wrote in the Muses Float, stuff like that. She's really becoming one of the faces of the franchise from the front office. And to give her that credit, she went through maternity leave and had to have a child during COVID, during the pandemic. That's tough for anybody during any time. You know, coming out of the maternity leave, stepping back into her role, taking a bigger role with the team, doing more player development stuff with her and her link to the coaching staff, you know, because she's a Hall of Fame player. Griffin, not really a Hall of Fame. He never played nothing. Trajan was a decent player, but he's not Hall of Fame. You get to Swing Cash and Teresa Weatherspoon, they are helping. You see, even when Nikhil and Josh come back to town, they're giving Spoon hugs. You know what I'm saying? They're giving Swin hugs. Like, that's auntie, that's mama, that's everything. We're ready to go eat. And that's what I think I give Swin Cash the most credit for, is really developing. When Griffin said he wanted to develop a family culture around here and a sustainable championship-type team, he put a lot of that on Swin's plate, and she's run with it. And she's really the mama bear at that front office. She holds everybody together, holds them accountable, but does it all with love, the same way Willie Green coaches with love. Trajan, he's got a little bit, I don't want to say be a little bit more cold, but when you're looking at draft picks and doing scouting and signing 10-day contracts, sometimes you got to tell a guy, look, I got to go in a different direction. And he's got to do that with some of these guys that, you know, maybe don't want to go to Birmingham for a day or two, or maybe even when Ingram comes back, I think Trey Murphy will spend a full week there is the plan. He's going at it about that way and building up a developmental system that these players believe in. And if you believe in your general manager, you believe in your front office, as a player, you know the business side of it. But look at the business side. You know they're going to treat you right. You'll play better now, even if you might not be with the team then. And you'll still hold, you know, good feelings. But again, Josh, Nikhil, everybody that comes back that loves Spoon, that loves Swin, you see that, and you've got to say it's a credit to them. And you got to say it's valuable. It's valued for something for these players.
Oh, man. And how can we forget about Teresa Weatherspoon? I mean, one of the greats, not just in the WNBA, but in all of women's basketball. Definitely somebody who's been a driving force in the Pelicans organization in such a short amount of time. As you mentioned her name, we cannot forget about Teaspoon. Well, Chris, man, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody about the Unfiltered Dunks podcast, and also tell everybody what you're doing as the beat writer for SI.com.
Yeah, man, appreciate you having me on. Anytime you need somebody, holler at me. I switched from Forbes, moved over to Sports Illustrated full-time so I can go to, you know, way more games, report on the team every day, that sort of thing. The Unfiltered Dunks, I actually made that the Twitter handle because somebody tried to steal the other stuff, but it's the Protect the Mess podcast. When I was switching jobs because I didn't want to talk myself out of a paycheck. But, hey, we've had college coaches on, pro coaches on, Coach Rory, Coach Dumas, all that kind of stuff. It's more talking basketball and how it can help form a community and develop players and people than just talking Pelicans all the time. But we do have that. So if anybody wants to go check it out, we've got coaches interviews. We did a thing with Roger Gallo. He was a shooting coach that helped lots of pro players, like 20 I can't even name, and he even worked with the Harlem Globetrotters. So if you're into that kind of stuff and just talking shop that way, come holler at us, Unfiltered Dunks on Twitter. The original, my actual account, the real account is Doing It Dodson. And then, yeah, Unfiltered Dunks, Protect the Mess. And hope to have you on soon. We just started this week, re-bringing it back up into the public light. And, yeah, appreciate you letting me promote that.
No problem. So, again, one more time, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, Chris. Also, where they can find now. I'm sorry, I got to get the name right now. The Protect the Nest podcast on social media and any websites that you want to promote. Let them know that as well.
Oh man, just type in PelicanScoop.com, Sports Illustrated. It's the New Orleans Pelicans site for Sports Illustrated. Me, Kyle Mosley, Terry Kimball, trying to run that and bring everybody, you know, more of the team that they love. You can find me at Doing It Dodson on Twitter. The Protect the Nest podcast is on everything you find your podcast on. And we run that Twitter account from Unfiltered Dunks because, hey, it's all unfiltered. We're just going to talk shop.
A couple of lighthearted questions I have to ask you before I let you go. We know New Orleans is a city that's known for its culture and its music, and it's also known for its cuisine. What are some of the restaurants or what are some of the foods that Brandon Ingram loves in the city?
Oh, man, I can't tell you too much about Brandon Ingram eating out in the city because really the only time I see him out was on Canal Street when he bought like 100 do-rags. If you want to look at – I know where Drew Holiday – like I know where Drew Holiday used to eat twice a week. I can tell you J.J. Redick, they over at some barbecue joints. You go to Katie's, you'll find they used to be there. But and not to switch it up, the food is great. Again, don't let nobody help for the Zion, but I'm going to throw this out there for Drew because I seen Drew one day get in line for food, right? And I'm a few back from him. Drew didn't do nothing. He just talked with his family. He stood in line. He didn't try to big time nobody. That's the same way B.I. is. So wherever B.I. is eating, you probably won't even notice because he might order from the little kiosk and don't bother everybody. That's the way some of these Pelicans players are. That's the way New Orleans is. Like, we'll see John Goodman walking down the street. We're not going to bother him. That man's going to eat. Brandon Ingram the same way. I don't know where he's eating. I know, they took Zion to Commander's Palace and a few other things like that. But if you're over in Mid-City, check out Treps. I know a couple Pelicans players have went there. I know they go to Katie's a couple times. And that's the best I could do there. I don't want to blow up anybody's spot too much.
What about Zion? What are some of the places that he enjoys eating in the city?
As long as he ain't over at WeDats, we all right. But I know he's been spotted, you know, over at downtown Magazine Street, some of the more fancier joints with chandeliers, whereas a J.J., a Drew, and a Brandon Ingram, they'll go up in his city. Hell, they might even go out to Metairie. I know they might have been at Spitali's Po' Boys, Spitali's Deli over there in Veterans. I've seen them, you know, I know they've been in there a few times. That's one of the best po' boys in the city. I know if you're in New Orleans, y'all don't like going out that way, but Spitali's is way better than most of them I've had in this city. I don't want to throw no shade at nobody, but that's another spot I know Pelicans players need.
Jonas Valanciunas became the newest addition of the Pelicans during the summer. Has Jonas sampled any of the city's cuisine as of yet?
That's another one where I'm pretty sure there's this Greek joint over on Ferret Street that he tried. I'm not sure he liked it. He was trying to get, you know, more of the Mediterranean feel. Then he went over to Ancora. And you talk about putting down a pizza. Jonas Valanciunas can put down a pizza. But y'all get out to Ancora. That's the old-style Italian. They can cook the whole pizza in 90 seconds in the 800-degree brick oven. You sitting there watching them throw your dough and all that kind of stuff, get a glass of wine. It's that kind of joint. Jonas had to get an extra table because, you know, he's bigger than some of us. Them chairs ain't that big. But them pizzas is big, and he can still throw it down.
Wow. What about the newest addition to the team, C.J. McCollum?
Man, all I know is he's eating up buckets. And a lot of it, C.J.'s been on the road for these road games, so he ain't really had a chance. So maybe I'll get his order in. I might have to join up for Uber Eats and just say I'm only delivering to Pelicans players so I can get me a list and then get the scoops. But, yeah, I don't know where CJ's at. I hope he goes over and tries a few of the spots that are reopening. Y'all, everybody, if you're in New Orleans, don't eat at no corporate joint. Go support the locals. I hope CJ does that. I know a bunch of the other players have done it. So, yeah, y'all, Treps, Katie's, and Coors, Spitali's. I know there's Pelicans players there some days. I don't know if they're there every day. But if you want good food, it's always there.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Chris Dotson. He is the host of the Protect the Nest podcast, and he's also a writer, a beat writer for the Pelicans for SI.com. Check out his work and also check out the podcast that's going to be popping back up real soon. Chris, man, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, man, anytime.
Be back with more right after this.
And
McCollum,
get the roll.
Ball movement from side to side.
CJ coming off the handoff, mid-range, on a reach, gets it. Shoulder into him, frustration. Deep three, got it, CJ. Isolation for Jonas, little follow-up, good long.
It's simple. Simplify the playbook sometimes.
On the dribble handoff, back to Jonas, good play.
Right, those are the ones that they didn't finish in the first half.
Right. Three ball. He's got Bamba in a switch. Mid-range.
See,
Jonas.
Jonas is a lot more aggressive.
Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Ah, the McDonald's Frappe. That little frozen, frothy, foamy, whip-topping break in your day. Is it any wonder that Frappe kind of rhymes with happe, which kind of reminds you of app pay, which reminds you that you can get a medium Frappe without pay when you order anything off the McDonald's app, eh? The absolute no pay on the app, eh, dear. Get a free medium Frappe with purchase on the McDonald's app. Hooray! Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. App download and registration required. One-time use only through March 31st, 2022 at participating McDonald's.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. Have you ever cooked a really fine gourmet meal? Yeah, me neither. But I'm told it all comes down to the ingredients. And when I need ingredients to improve my car, the place I go is eBay Motors. Whether you roasted your last transmission, graded your current floor mats, or pureed your side view mirror on a lamppost, eBay Motors has the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them. And by the way, if you recently fired up your grill, don't worry, eBay Motors has grills too. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Peacock streaming live sports and events, exclusive originals and new movies. We've got Premier League.
Go!
The new movie Marry Me, starring Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson.
Yes, I'll marry you.
And the Peacock original Bel Air, streaming now. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Chris Dotson, host of the Protect the Nest podcast. The podcast covers the New Orleans Pelicans as well as other NBA teams, and he's also a New Orleans Pelicans beat writer for SI.com. Thanks again to Chris for giving us the insights on what's currently going on with the Pelicans. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Ray Magliozzi here. The tear in my driver's seat does have sentimental value since my butt's molded to fit it. But I'm ready for a new one from eBay Motors with all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them. Till then, I'll just scooch. eBay Motors, let's ride. Ray Magliozzi here. I don't cook much, but when I need ingredients for my car, eBay Motors has 122 million options. So whether I toasted my transmission or cooked my clutch, eBay Motors has all the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Ray Magliozzi here. The tear in my driver's seat does have sentimental value since my butt's molded to fit it, but I'm ready for a new one from eBay Motors with all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them. Till then, I'll just scooch. eBay Motors, let's ride.
This episode is brought to you by Data IQ, the platform for everyday AI. Getting value from AI isn't just about technology, but organizational transformation. Infuse AI into the day-to-day of your business, from solving for the mundane to undertaking moonshots. Elevate your people, teams, and company to extraordinary. Visit dataiku.com. That's dataiku.com.
Ray Magliozzi here. I'd like to carry more parts, but I barely have room to think in my garage. Luckily, eBay Motors has all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them. Can't imagine stocking that many parts. Where would I get all those shelves? eBay Motors. Let's ride.